Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I've gotten a little sidelined on the ranch work this past week, wanting to get some insulation in the ceiling of our house before the weather turns hot, and needing to replace a window that was damaged in the hailstorm 2 years ago. Beth and I had cleaned out a room and started taking out the last of the lath and plaster in the last room of our 37-year remodeling project. In a house that's over 100 years old and has been added on to quite a few times, you should never plan on things going smoothly. All I need to do now is figure out a way to get some supports into the attic to hold the roof up, and then I can move on to the fun part of removing walls, running wires, and hanging sheetrock. But this sure makes me appreciate the time I get to spend with the cattle and the time on the road entertaining folks. Seems I'm easily distracted, which is probably why this remodeling project is stretching out a bit. But it does give me a great excuse to purchase a battery-powered reciprocal saw, which brings up a great memory. My grandpa and great uncle were helping me remodel that end of the house nearly 37 years ago, just before Beth and I were married, and Uncle Tom would have been well into his 70s. He had purchased a brand new Milwaukee Sawzall reciprocal saw and was just itching to try it out. His older brother, my grandpa John, put a kibosh on the plan, sternly saying, "Tom, put that thing away. You'll cut every wire in this boy's house. I guess my remodeling project is kind of like ranching. The work will never be done, but you have a reason to get out of bed every day and a reason to go to bed every night." This brings to mind some verses I read this morning, probably not ones that are often quoted, but for some reason clicked with me today. Thessalonians 4:9-12. "Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody." I hope I can get a little better at applying these, and I'm thankful for the example that my grandpa set for me. He was part of my first memory. In my mind's eye, I still can see the clod dropped in the wet concrete, the sound it made that sure was neat. "Grandpa, why do ducks have rubber feet?" And he laughed. Little brother made him smile too. "Grandpa, how old are you?" His eye would sparkle as he said his line. "Last time I checked, I was 39. "Well, that's what I thought, and that ain't too bad. That is just 3 more than Dad." And he laughed. His laughter made me feel good, like somehow he sort of understood. The little duck toward the back with the funny walk and the silly quack, like maybe he'd been down that track. And it sure felt good that he understood. And we laughed. He laughed with me, not at me, and the difference is vast. When you're young, you think it will last, but life goes by mighty awful fast. And sometimes we talked about the past. The goosey horse and Jim and Clyde and the schoolgirl and the sand on the slide. He felt bad that it roughed her hide, and I am sure that day he cried. But that was a long, long time ago. And how was a little guy supposed to know? And we laughed. Good times working on my shack. Third-hand lumber and an achy back. Keeping Uncle Tom and Bud on track. On the job training. Just a few simple rules. Measure twice. Cut once. And take care of your tools. I was young. And he was old. And there were things I needed told. And we laughed. "How are things going on the place?" And he would listen as I'd retrace details of the latest mess, and things would come into focus, I guess. My problems weren't that big a deal, but every pig has got to squeal, and we would laugh. One story that I often told, how he'd never really done nothing but just get old. I'd wait for the end while holding my hat. And he'd say, it took me a long time just to do that. Not near long enough. But I'll hang tough. And I will remember not to forget. And I will laugh. I'm looking forward to visiting with my peers and mentors this week at the Sandhills Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, taking place in Valentine on Thursday. Then getting to be part of the branding crew on the Lanka Ranch on Saturday, and the following Friday and Saturday, May 30th and 31st, I hope you can join me in McCook, Nebraska, for the Buffalo Commons Storytelling Festival, where I will be joined by my friend and fellow cowboy poet Jake Riley, and the masters of Western music, the Diamond W. Wranglers, our Kansas neighbors. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. This program is brought to you by your local station and sponsors, along with Power Post Driver, the driving force in fencing. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.